Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Vafi is a Showmax original series and is an edgy, youthful, and urban drama that follows four females as they navigate the complicated world of university life and walk a thin line between mischief and wrongdoing to survive the adult challenges and dilemmas they face. South African actress Minke Eelis stars as Mia, one of the four mismatched first-year roommates at Pantera Res at the fictional Akure University. Minke has previously had memorable roles as Lydia in Machtelo and Dalena in Dinge van 'n Kind. But Mia is her first lead role and she's been one of the show's breakout stars, with Huisgenoot praising her scorching breakthrough. South African actress Celeste Lutz plays Amanda in Vafi. In 2023, she burst into the IMDb Pro Top 100 Star Meter thanks to her breakthrough role as Kaya in One Piece. She followed that up with a scene-stealing turn in Trompopi as Zane, the first cheerleader to die in the hit Showmax original. Up next on Celeb Savant, discussing their journeys in the entertainment industry, and specifically the show Vafi, is Celeste Lutz and Minke Eelis. Where are you guys based? Are you both in Cape Town at the moment or Johannesburg?
Yes, Cape Town.
Cape Town. Okay.
Cape Town cool. Based. Yes.
Okay. Minke, first, let's rewind. At what age did the acting or creative or industry, entertainment industry bug capture you? And let's do a hybrid version of your journey in the entertainment world.
I would say the bug bit as a toddler. I was always performing in the house in front of my parents. We always had huiskonserte, what we would call it. My mom was a primary school teacher. And she always did the musicals or the school concerts. So we had this dress-up cupboard where we would just dress up in the costumes, me and my sister. And I just enjoyed it a bit too much. So I think my parents realized there's a little performer in the house. And I always took drama as a subject in school. Later on, I studied drama and theater at Stellenbosch for 3 years. And I graduated there. And then I did in film and TV acting at in Cape Town.
Okay, so let's, we'll come back to Minke. So Celeste, let's unpack your journey. At what age did it spark in your brain that you want to do this creative space, and how did that journey progress?
As a kid, I also really loved it. My mom was very involved in a amateur theater place in Paarl. So I used to hang around with all of them who would perform, and I would just dress up in all the costumes. Mm. And then when I was a kid, I took a lot of drama lessons and I landed up being in a play that toured around South Africa, which there were a lot of scenes in the play I was never allowed to watch. It was for adults. But then as I grew older, I didn't really know that I wanted to pursue it as a career necessarily. But then as soon as I finished high school and I started at university, I realized that I'm being silly and this is what I want to do. And then I switched my degrees and I studied at UCT in Cape Town.
And then, so after UCT, what were the next steps? How did the different roles start coming? What was the thing that thought, okay, cool, I want this to be my career, but then it switched into actually being your career?
Yes, it's quite surreal how that happens, because you don't really realize that it's happening until, I don't know, I feel like I'm sitting here and I'm still like, am I doing this? I'm not sure. But when I graduated from university, my first year in the industry was 2020, and we all know what that year was. Yep. So it was a strange start. I mean, I got an agent, which helped me start in getting auditions. And it was through doing self-tapes at home that I also kind of figured out how to act more for film rather than theater. Yep. So I think I learned a lot by just doing it as much as I possibly can and trying to learn from auditions, especially, which I think is really important to challenge yourself with those things, even if it's not always about booking the job. And then I booked a job. And it's just honestly about learning and having a good work ethic. And then, a year later, it's really quiet. And then it just felt like it started to pick up. again. Yeah, but it's a weird industry that still surprises me every day.
So, Minke, back to you. You mentioned that you were studying and then you did AFTA in Cape Town. What were your next steps?
Same as Celeste, I got an agent. And I think I was in such a high when I got my honors degree where I really thought you do an audition and you get the part and you start working as an actor.
Yes.
And I was very humbled by the industry and just understanding that I think for some people and some of my friends just knocked it out of the park first go and they got a massive part and their career kicked off. But my path was a bit different. I worked behind the scenes for 5 years.
Okay.
In the industry. And I think for my personality, it was so necessary to understand all the departments on set. I worked in the art department and I did styling and I worked in production. And I think I became disciplined on a set to understand that you're just all a part of a team and you actually, as an actor, play a really small part
Yeah.
in what it takes to put the whole production, out there or the whole product out there. So 5 years behind the camera and it was so tough, standing so close to the position that I want to be in. It's like holding candy in front of a child and just swinging in front of their eyes and saying, you can't have it yet. But also the right parts came at the right time. And I always think that we also have to be, just like the character has to be ready for you, you have to be ready for that character or that part to play. So I booked a part in a Cakenet show, Dinge van 'n Kind, which was a 3 month project. So it was a space where I could resign my art department job and pursue that. And after that, a few cameo parts. And then this basically is my, the longest time I've been pursuing acting at once. So it's been the most incredible thing to do what I love for a lot of days after each other. So I think it's always going to be like that. I often speak to one of our friends, Sintane, told me one day, and it's someone I look up to, Sintane Scissor, who's a brilliant actress. She said, you never make it in acting or in the film industry. There are months that you are flying high and you are getting all the jobs. And then there are years or seasons that you're just not, the stories that are just not written for you. And I think that I'm very grateful for having the 5 years to prepare me that when I'm not being an actress, there's always another line of work I can pursue in the industry. Just to understand that sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not, but it's all part of the journey.
Menke, why, for the listeners who are not in the industry, why is it important to have an agent?
It's the most important thing. I remember when I started out, I was like, oh, commission, giving my money away. And
Yes.
why would I do this? I'm just going to walk around and tell people that I'm willing to act. But I think they are your foot in the doorstep in the industry. And I think getting the right agent is also very important. It should be someone that understands you and understands where you want to be in the industry pretty well. They have all the connections. I've seen sometimes where directors phone an agent and they skip the whole audition process. The agent just suggests someone that's perfect for the part and they cast that person. So I feel like if your agent understands you, you can jump a lot of steps. And also someone that constantly works on you with you. So I have a check-in with my agent every few months where I go, kind of want to pursue presenting a bit more. I feel like I want to change my look. I'm going through a bit of an emotional thing. I don't know how to put myself in, out there for these kind of characters. And it's basically my therapist, my work therapist, my friend, my partner in crime, and then also the person that puts me in the right rooms to get the opportunity to then pitch myself. So it's the most important thing to get one, but I think it's more important to choose the right one.
Yes.
People often move around between agencies, and some are more commercial based in Cape Town, some are more international based, some are very much locally based,
Yeah.
but I think you need to find the place where you are understood and the team wants to invest in you the way you want to trust the team. So I think it's one of the most important things.
Okay, lovely. Now, Celeste, you referenced a little while ago that you learned to act differently for television and film compared to theater acting. What is the difference for the listeners who do not understand that?
I mean, I think that's a very much a subjective thing that everyone will interpret quite differently. So I'm not saying I have the answer,
Your perception, your
but
perception.
my perception rather, but I think in when I acted for theater or when I do act for theater, it feels a lot more that I'm sending out an energy. of a character that you kind of wanted to like resonate within the room, and you're inviting people into that energy. So it's not necessarily about playing bigger, but it's about making sure that you stretch what emotion you're feeling further. Whereas for camera, it just feels like it's working on like pure honesty for me, where it's because it's so close to you and it's experiencing your body and the small details in it and your eyes and a flicker in an eye, and it really picks up details. So if I, for a second, I'm standing there going, oh, what am I going to make for dinner? It's like, you're going to see that that person's not actually in that moment with their character, which is an incredible process for an actor also to go through, because it's almost meditative to a certain degree, because you're so completely stripped of yourself that you're trying to be as present in a moment as possible. Yes, I feel for me, it feels more about a energy and a presence rather than saying it's acting bigger or smaller.
Yes.
Yeah, because you automatically, I feel like that automatically happens. But I remember when I was doing some of my first auditions, there was a day where I auditioned where a girl is looking into a box. And the person who read with me afterwards was like, maybe just like actually look in the box. And I was like, what do you mean? I did it perfectly. Why would you give me a note? That's so mean. And then I watched the tape back and it was awful. And I did it again. I was like, just open the box and look in it. It's not that difficult. Like, you just actually do the thing you're meant to do.
That's funny. Okay, Menka, over to you. What do you love about acting and portraying different characters?
Oh, everything. I would say the moment you portray a character or the moment you act as someone else. I mean, we do role play basically as a profession. We just get to play every day. But I think the thing that excites about it is, in order to step into something else, you step out of your own. And it's a very liberating experience for me. I always say, like, I did my thesis on method acting and about how safe your personal life and your own psyche has to be so that you can put something down and go revisit someone else and then want to come back. Because I think there are actors that kind of enjoy different spaces more than their own. And I think it's very necessary to invest in yourself, to know that you always want to come back home to yourself. But that thrill of stepping out and going to play and giving someone a heart and giving someone their own anxieties and their own fears and their own hopes and dreams and their own sense of humor is the most liberating experience for me. It's a rush that I'm just obsessed with. It's like we were playing dolls when we were kids, or we were playing, my sister always played Power Rangers and kick fighting and whatever. It's just adding that second layer of, if this person had a chance, if they got the opportunity to exist, how would they be doing that? And for me, it's humbled me in so many ways to constantly check in with myself and go, it's pretty cool to be a person with emotions and to be able to experience things on earth. You know, I always realize that when I'm doing character analysis, when I start with a new character and I go, this person could have existed, and how would they have existed if they did? And that always just brings me back to just being obsessed with the fact that I get to do that. But also understanding that I always have to prefer my own life and go back to Minka's, sometimes more boring and more accessible and just mundane. But I have to choose my own space, my own life to come back to.
And Celeste, so Minka mentioned about infusing this character with your being. So when you are portraying a character that's quite in depth and going through heaviness and challenges and negativity in their space and what they're going through, is it easy for you to separate you, Celeste, out of that character's what they're going through? Or is it sometimes a challenge to wash, in inverted commas, all that heaviness out of your system?
It's sometimes a challenge, definitely. Because with the beautiful process that Minka just described, it gets tricky because your body doesn't always realize that you're joking. So if you're for a whole day playing a character that's going through like mourning or something like that, in the evening, your body's like, oh, we're going through that. And I'm like, no, I'm kidding. It wasn't real. It's fine. We're fine. Yeah. Your body doesn't want to listen to that very quickly. So to me, it almost feels like there's a residue that's left from your character. Where it works vice versa, when you have really happy days and good days, that euphoria sticks around a little bit longer. There are like step in and step out processes that people can use. I think as an actor, that's something I'm going to continue to, play around with and explore further. But there's definitely been days where after heavy shoot days, I'm still stuck in that emotion. But it helps to know that why, and it feels a bit like it's just the process of the character within your body still like, leaving you alone eventually. So it's kind of beautiful in a way.
So, Menk, over to you. The show, tell us what it's about, as if no one's heard about it before, from scratch, like an overview, what it is, who you portray, and let's dive into it.
In my opinion, it's the most fun thing that you can lay your hands on at this moment in South African local television. It's so much fun because it's raw and it's honest and it's brave and there's nothing out there like it. Vefi is about, I wouldn't say a coming of age story, but I would say young adults trying to find themselves in the university life and that state of mind that you are in. Someone said to us recently, Kristen's mom always said, who plays Kayla, a student is not a person, it's a state of mind. And I really resonated with that a lot when we were shooting because students go through everything. I mean, you explore your sexuality, you explore your spirituality, you decide what you want to do with your life, what are you studying, what are you pursuing, you find your friends, some come, some go. So it's about all of those things that start out in life. And it shows a lot. It shows everything. We invite the viewer inside of this world where we are just raw dogging it and saying, this is what happens on campus. This is what happens with students. It's not always pretty. It's not always kind. It's not always put through a beautiful filter. It's rough around the edges, but it's honest and it's brave and we are having so much fun shooting it. So, the main characters are four girls that end up in one room in a lady's res in this fictional town called Acre. And they all messed up a bit in orientation. So they landed in this terrible room called Kigrot, literally like this cave, in Pantera residence. Two of the girls have been best friends their whole life. Shay, that Celeste plays, and then Amanda, that Celeste plays, and then Shay, her best friend, that Beata plays. And then two other girls end up there with them. Kayla from Yellen that Kristen Ross plays, and then Mia Meyer that I play. And then it's about these four girls navigating life together. I mean, they live together, they spend every second together, and they have to start sharing a life. There are the most beautiful relationships that start developing with the girls. I think what it does with Shay and Amanda's relationship is so interesting, being introduced to two new people coming into that friendship. Mia's always been super isolated in her life and just the healing that friendship brings into her life. And same with Kayla. Their hearts break, they make really big mistakes, but they have so much fun and they heal through friendship. I think that's the most beautiful thing that we get to show in Vefi. But it's honest and for some people it's controversial and it might be a lot to look at. But it was super liberating to tell the story as it is. And I think as an actor, we didn't always get the opportunity. We were working with the best script I've ever seen. It was so easy to learn the lines because it's how people speak. It's how the characters would say something at 19 years old. So I would say you missed an article if you haven't seen it. And there's a lot. There's 90 episodes. So you can sink your teeth into it and spend time with it and leave it for a minute and come back to it. But it's a lot of fun.
Did you say 90 as in 90?
9-0.
Okay, so are they all being released at the same time or were they being released sporadically?
First
Okay.
45 episodes are currently on Showmax.
Yes.
So people can stream and binge that. And now we're on a little bit of a production break.
Yeah.
And then it's the second 45 that'll be releasing. Every Tuesday, I think there's two eps coming out. So
Okay.
it's small episodes, so there's two that you can watch after each other.
So you've said that season two, are you guys going to be doing a season three?
I mean, I always say it's up to the viewer.
Okay.
That has never been and will never be in our hands, but we'll see. At this stage, we are finished shooting season two, so
Okay.
we're not shooting for Vacy currently. But I always say it's up to the viewer. I mean, things can be commissioned or recommissioned. years later when people start picking up. And I remember with The Office, I think there was like a story about the first season wasn't that big of a hit. And then years later, it was on such a big demand. So things can start picking up again. But I think 90 episodes is enough to keep people busy with for now.
Yes. Celeste, would tell us more about your character, about the show, anything that Minka left out?
Minka explained it so beautifully. My character, her name is Amanda Pierce. She is very opinionated. She calls herself a story slut, which translates to a story slut. So she like loves experiencing life, and she's not scared of life either. Like, she wants to indulge in every moment that she finds herself in, and yeah, sometimes not in the best of moments, but as Minka said, these are students who, you know, are learning about themselves and learning about the world, learning about life. So we really watch them stumble, and I feel like there's many moments that a viewer is going to go like, what are you doing? Stop. Why would you do that? But then eventually it's also just things, the reason that you as a viewer would get so invested and want to say to a character, don't do that, is because you probably have made that mistake and you're watching these girls and, you know, some of the guys just be like, what are you doing? But I think it's a very wonderful show to resonate with and identify with and, yeah, to grow with. I think what I really loved about the show, with the first few episodes I read, is that it's, which is kind of what Minka's already said, but it's very much focused on friendship and not so much on like looking at, I don't know, I think very often shows are very romantically focused, whereas this, it feels like it's centered around the friendships. And if something happens, it happens. Of course that happens because that's a part of life, but it always comes back to the friends and, you know, what those kinds of female friendships mean within our day and age. Yeah. What else do I say about the show? It's also, listen, if it's 90 episodes, you're in for a roller coaster. Like, it's so much that's just this wonderful Easter egg that can like burst open into a big rainbow.
I love that. Is it in Afrikaans or English?
Afrikaans.
It's in Afrikaans.
But there's subtitles. Yes. I have English friends who have wanted to be supportive, of course, of work that I do, but then they start watching and then it's not to be supportive eventually. It's like one of them's like, no, you're great, but what happens with this? And please tell me more about this and what's going to happen there. So I think it's very accessible for English speaking people.
Okay.
And right. I actually have a friend who messaged me who's also completely English, and she said that she started watching Vifi just to get a little bit better at Afrikaans. She wanted to, and it seems to help her. I think she's learning a lot of swear words also. So, I mean, do with that what you want.
Minka, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
Thank you for chatting to us. I would like to say a thank you to you for the platform and for celebrating people in this creative industry. It's always cool to reflect. And it's always cool to just take a moment and realize that whatever you are doing, whether it has a small or a bigger impact, it's being acknowledged and it's being appreciated. So thank you for that. And then for the people out there, please watch Vifi. if I was not a part of this project, and I would have been super jealous and I would have struggled to get through my heartbreak of not getting to play Mia Mayer, which I love so much. But I would have been so excited for the industry for what's being created out there. I think there's a massive roller coaster going through the local, not only Afrikaans, but local South African film and television industry. We are not scared of anything and we are putting all the cards on the table. So if you are someone that wants to get involved in the film industry, now is the time. Move those courses. Take the leap of faith. It's the time to jump in and jump on the roller coaster. And I'm just grateful that we get the opportunity to do that. So for everyone that is watching and streaming, we can't do it without them. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Celeste, your final message?
I want to also just extend a thank you and go Vifi, give it a watch. But also just to every individual listening, if you're in the industry or wanting to be in the industry, like, just don't give up. It sounds like the most cliche thing to say, but it is unfortunately true. So just keep believing in yourself and like keep going and honestly, the world changes in a moment. And that, I think, applies to every area of a life that exists. And just always remember that tomorrow might be the best day of your life. So just keep pushing for that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.